Here we go. It's hour four, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 6:30, we're going to have the Rangers pregame show for you. And coming up Friday, we'll be at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Want you to join us there. And Thursday, please do join us at Jake's Burgers in Grand Prairie as Fan Phenom continues. But a massive day out in Oxnard. We'll talk Cowboys football. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30. Here's the Chief.
Okay, I think my favorite play from what I saw today, there's a handful of good ones, but George Pickens reaching up, high-pointing the ball down the sideline on Bland.
Pretty incredible.
Making a really nice play. That's something that hopefully we can start to get used to here a little bit. You see single coverage on Pickens, man. You're not a guy like Bland, who is a very solid corner. You get one-on-one, just throw it up to that dude. You had a big play on the other sideline to CeeDee Lamb, which was nice, and then seeing the battle of Ezeraku and Nate Thomas just in the limited clips that we get, pretty fun. Yeah, Nate Thomas winning plenty, and then you have a couple where Ezeraku looking like the guy that we saw when we were out in Oxnard. So it's been a fun day from Cowboys camp for sure. And then how about this, the quote of the day, self-awareness on high for Mozzie Smith, not pleased with how he played on Saturday versus the Rams. Quote, I just didn't do anything. You got to do something. I'm a first-round pick. There's expectations and all that. This is my third year. So it's a guy who understands the situation. I don't know how much he actually truly cares to be better. But
I think he does. You know, I think he genuinely cares. I think he's just bummed out that he can't be better. So he's owning it.
It's defeating to be like, man, I'm actually trying out here, and I just can't do what I was brought here to do.
Respect it. I mean, I respect him saying it.
I totally respect
it. I saw people on Twitter were saying, listen, Mozzie Smith would be fine if he was a fifth-round pick.
I disagree with that. I think seventh-rounders have looked better than him.
No, I mean, just saying, if he wasn't
like his confidence.
Well, maybe him.
If he was not a first-round pick and he was just a fifth-round pick, we would probably feel okay about Mozzie Smith, but we feel terrible about him because he was a first-round pick.
Sure.
That's perception.
I get that, but I mean, I think like we saw more even last year. Justin Rogers was just picked up by the Eagles today. I thought he was better in camp, and that was a seventh-round guy. And then you got two seventh-rounders and Joe Toia, and then Akeem Bisoute, who both played better on Sunday.
There's no question those guys they played better. And I'll just continue to believe this. I don't think Mozzie Smith, I don't think he really wants to play football. I don't. I think he's very much the point. I think this is really kind of beating him down. You know, that he has to continually answer these questions, and you're saying, well, then play better. I think it's hard for him to play better. I don't think his heart is into it like it needs to be for
it's crazy
NFL
how
player.
Good you can be in college and then be totally overwhelmed at the pro level. And he's out there against twos and threes and looking like that. Those should be the dudes that at least, you know, you're like, oh, I remember some of you from college. Watch me whip your ass again.
He flashed some things last year that gave you hope.
Sure.
But he came into the season where Guyton was the one, you talk about self-awareness, Eric. Guyton was the one saying, you know, hell, I was not good. I was immature. I had problems. He immediately addressed those things. Mozzie, you know, it's like he just decided that, like, you know what, probably this is who I am. He's accepted that. He's accepted that he's just, you know, my first round pick. I've got to play better. We've talked about it for 3 years now, sir.
It's easy to mail in. I think when you got four guaranteed years coming in.
Yeah, he's
like, okay, this was fun. But if you don't love football and you're getting whipped,
it's a hard damn game. God, it's hard.
Especially at that position, man.
It's not a
fun, glory position right there.
Never question his toughness because it's a tough game to play. And if you're part of a team, you're tough. High school, college, pro football is tough. But if your heart really, really isn't into it, you could be miserable. I think he's just miserable right now. I think he's been miserable for the last 2 years. You know, this is why, and it's
well, it sucks to suck at your job, you know, I mean, I'm just talking about like mental health wise. If you're bad at your job going home for 2 years in a row, having to see it in social media, that would beat you down and you would want relief.
Yeah,
for sure. Especially when expectations are so high.
See,
absolutely.
Yeah. Will McClay talked about the type of player and Will even brought it up, you know, guys that love football, guys that have passion for the game. I mean, there were questions about Guyton. You know, whether he really was, you know, they were acting like he's immature. Does he really love the game? Does he want to, you know, and Will even addressed that. He didn't say their names. Mm-hmm. He just said, we need to draft players that love football.
Clayton Adams was still talking about that draft night with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, like, we got to see if he wants it. And he answered that call.
Sure.
He wants it.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually a great article in regards to this in The Athletic right now. And it is a presentation from Jason Light, the GM from the Buccaneers. And it's talking about, like, the character aspect of football and team building, yeah, and how he kind of spit the bit from a drafting standpoint early on in his tenure
Tom
as
Brady
the GM
saved his
with
ass.
The Bucs. No question.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Tom
no
Brady
question.
Completely saved his ass.
And now Baker is doing some element of that here as well. And he's obviously learned quite a bit over the years, but man, he's being pretty open and honest here when talking about some of his previous selections. He talks about in 2016, it was Vernon Hargraves, first round pick. Cornerback coasted through his first three seasons before Bruce Arians benched him for what the coach said was a lack of hustle. Bucks released him 2 days later. Light says he just didn't want to be a part of a team. March 2017, Light took a chance on DeSean Jackson in free agency. Didn't blend with the quarterback or his coaches, and the waves he created didn't justify the production. Light says the me now would never sign DeSean Jackson. In hindsight, Light believes he was fooled in 2019 when he chose linebacker Devin White in the first round. White was a starter for the better part of 5 years for the Bucs, but eventually was let go. He's with his third team since. Light says, knowing what I know now, he would have been off my board. It was too much about him. So he's just, like, really not holding back in regards to
the player's name.
Yeah,
the everything. Hey,
just dropping the player's name
out there,
man.
And
here's the deal. I will not be doing those same things now. And yeah, this is definitely something that I would imagine the more you're in that role, the more it's brought to light of how much, man, the idea of actually having guys that love football is as important as any other attribute that they have.
Boy, you totally, when you sit in that chair and you draft or bring in players that don't have the same passion for it as you do and all that, I mean, going through those 5 and 11 years, my gosh, that's the worst thing. I wouldn't wish that on anybody professionally in sports or any life. But, you know, it's bad decisions. And it makes you reflect on things like, I'm never doing this again. And I'm not going to do it. And naming the players, good for him. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's such a big problem if as a, you know, manager or coach, you want it more than the players. You know, nobody should want it more than them with what's on the line. But when you want it more than they do and your energy speaks to that, then you can't connect. Right. And they're looking at you like, why is this guy so weird about his competitiveness? Right. We're here to have a good time. And it creates this fissure in the chemistry of the team.
Plane flights home, sitting there after a loss. And why am I like just like tie on the other side of my shirt? And just like thinking about what could we have done? Why did I do this? Why did I go get this guy? Why do we, you know, and players in the back are whooping it up, having a great old time. And I'm sitting, you know, 10 rows, 12 rows ahead of him, just dying. You know, I'm just dying inside because I feel responsible for this thing and how it went the wrong way that day. And that's the tough thing. That is the absolute tough thing when you're the one responsible for making it bad. And I think there's a lot of things in those early 2000s that we did that was really bad. And hey, I was part of that. But I'll tell you what, if I ever had the chance to do it, and I'm too old now, but if I ever had a chance to do it again, there's like a lot of that stuff that we did that I would never, ever, ever do. And if someone even brought it up, I'd say, no, I've lived this. There's no way you're going to get me to do that. No way.
I think you can deal with a lot of baggage, but like not loving the game is just, it would be a non-negotiable, because how are you going to overcome adversity if you're not tapping into, you know, something that's sustainable and a foundation? Like, I just want to be great at this because I love this freaking game. If you're cashing a check, that's all you will ever get is some decent money out of it.
So we have a Deontay Lee quarterback scouting report on the Shedeur Sanders first preseason game. Deontay Lee does a really nice job with the Ringer, scouting out the quarterbacks and things like that. And he highlighted a handful of plays, and Sanders made quite a few really nice plays. I mean, both those touchdowns were fantastic, especially that second one. But both of them were awesome. And then he just basically, at the end of his report, he says overall the film from Shador's preseason debut didn't look like he had been set up to fail. It was more so the type of performance you would expect from a day three draft pick playing with third stringers against a defense that included some of Carolina's starters and rotational players. Sanders flashed the accuracy that he showed at Colorado, didn't always have an efficient plan for working through his progression, nor what to do once he escaped the pocket. But overall, he was pretty impressed. And it's still the same depth chart, though, when it comes to Cleveland's quarterback room, Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, then Shador Sanders. So nothing has really changed from that standpoint. I would have to imagine Pickett's going to end up being the odd man out. You have Flacco there. He's going to be your veteran. And then Gabriel and Shador Sanders are your two developmental prospects. You're not just going to punt on one of those guys before they've even have a season under their belt. So there's just a little scouting report on game one for Shador. You have Travis Kelce being featured in the GQ magazine. And
he was telling all, huh?
He was.
Very open and candid.
Him and his brother on their podcast, they're going to have Taylor Swift,
which is
probably going to just set every single podcast record known to man.
That's like, confirmed. She's going on there.
Oh, she's going on. She's announcing her new album.
You've already seen like the clip. It's like they've already done the podcast. They're just releasing it tomorrow. And one of the big things that like the little teaser they sent out for it is her just announcing that she's got a new album. And then who knows what else they get into on this particular thing. But that is going to, because you're going to have the sports fans that are interested, and then you're going to have all Swifties. The Swifties, yeah. Which is just a ridiculous number of people.
I think that's a Swiftie-only skate for me. I think if I'm a football fan, I listen to about 5 minutes of that, and I tune out. But, I mean, the Swifties chiming in will probably 10X their total views.
Oh, for sure.
You know, just to get more.
I'm kind of plugged into this one, man.
You're into it?
Are you going to be locked in?
Yeah.
I think it's so corny. Like when
consider me corny.
Husband, wives are out there. It's like family jokes and stuff going on. There's going to be a lot of awkward laughing. She is a great performer, obviously. Her singing and songwriting and all that, and her musician, she's good. But, I mean, I just think it's going to be awkward. I guess that's what Gen Z likes, is the cringe factor, so.
Yeah, I mean, it either is going to be super cringy, or it'll be like, wow, this is true love. Like, look how well they play off each other. They've got inside jokes. They're
gag me.
Let's go.
He's going to call her a silly rabbit.
I'm definitely not hitting any podcast play button looking for evidence of true love, Wolchuk.
Hey, I'm going to watch it.
It's the rom-com aspect, man.
I'm into it.
So he did say at one point that he sort of admitted his foray into entertainment has served as a bit of a distraction from his primary job. We've noticed that over the last couple of years, I would say, with old Travis. He says, I think it might have slipped a little bit because I did have a little bit more focus in trying to set myself up for after football. Opportunities came up where I was excited to venture into a new world of acting and being an entertainer. I don't say this as, oh, I shouldn't have done it. I'm just saying that my work ethic is such that I have so much pride in how I do things that I never want the product to tail off. And I feel like these past 2 years haven't been to my standard. So he's lending a little bit of voice to that. Hopefully that reinvigorates him a little bit. And now he's out to prove people, hey, I still got a little something here left in the tank. You know, yeah. I mean, because I think the big thing that was jarring, the regular season stuff, you know, hey, he's going to take a little bit easy. The Chiefs know they're playing for bigger things than a random regular season game. But gosh, in the Super Bowl, he just looked so completely checked out and useless. It was the worst version of him that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
So he's kind of copping to the fact that, yeah, I've been let myself go a little bit.
I appreciate the honesty there. I also would feel sick if I was a Browns fan, because there was another part in there where he talked about his draft visit with the Browns, because he's from the Cleveland area, him and his brother, and he was begging the Browns to take him.
Really?
That is embarrassing. I'll do effing anything for this team, for this city. His dream was to play for the Cleveland Browns. And hey, it worked out great. If you go to Cleveland, you don't get Andy Reid, you don't get Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes.
And you don't get Taylor Swift.
No. And you don't get, definitely not the platform we have now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe he wanted to play for the Browns.
I think what happened,
crazy. You grew up rooting for him. I mean, the same thing with Drew Aller today. I guess that's the only reason. Drew Aller said he'd love to play for the Browns.
Well, he's just trying to get a team to get fooled into taking somebody's him in the top five.
Somebody's going to do it.
I mean, anybody on a draft board needing to get drafted ASAP, a home state team, I guess I'll give Travis Kelce a pass for that. But what's happened over the last couple of years, I think it's just hard to get motivated when you're winning. I think Jordan left after three-peats. He was like, oh, nothing left to do here. the losing is what embarrasses and shames you into busting your ass and losing weight and, yeah, you know, trying to be the best version of yourself. They just had too much success. He might be too old though to bounce back properly.
Okay, can the Colts bounce back from this?
No.
Yeah,
not with the quarterback situation.
I am looking forward to the Legends Hospitality unveiling some of the new menu items at AT&T Stadium. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm really thrilled about it.
The taste of AT&T Stadium. You're seeing some teams do that now. Yeah, the Colts,
the Tyson Nuggets again.
The
What do you have against Tyson Nuggets?
Thanksgiving Dino Nuggets, bro. I just got totally bleeped
last year. I was bad. Like, okay, here's the one save.
And then Walchuk's one stint in the pregame show.
Nugs for you.
Where they feed you at usually a very high level. They gave him the frozen Dino Nuggets.
I'm driving in, and Eric's just like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing I've ever put in my mouth. I'm like, all right, well, here we go. Let's try. I'm filling in for pregame today. What do we get?
We're still eating frozen chicken nuggets?
No, absolutely not. That's why we're lamenting the fact that the one time that Walchuk had the pregame duties, that was the specialty item. It was a Thanksgiving Cowboys Tyson's frozen Dino Nugs collision course, and Walchuk got caught in the crosshairs.
We couldn't do like a
in a really
turkey,
unfortunate way.
I didn't think it was possible to make a lower grade food than fast food chicken nuggets, but they pull it off. Right,
they find a way. Did the Colts pull it off, man? Carter's going to throw this up on the fan cam here now, so you guys can take a look at it. But the Colts tried to make a pretzel that represents their logo.
Horseshoe.
Yes. And it just looks like
a Colts. This is our team. We love them.
Well, we definitely don't love this. It just looks like a log. It looks like poo.
Oh.
I mean, Walchuk, look at this thing, man. It's a horseshoe soft pretzel.
Dude, that looks like a dog's turd.
Looks like something
shaped in a shoe,
that you would find in one of the
I kind
of
feel like
oiler damn near.
I kind of felt like if it was stuffed with pepperoni or maybe some like ground beef and cheese, that thing might just be all right.
It might taste okay, but that is visually off-putting.
It'll definitely taste good. It's a pretzel.
No pretzel's the same.
It's a soft pretzel. It's going to taste great. You're going to dip that thing in cheese, but you eat with your eyes first, and unless you like poo, your eyes aren't going to like
this. It
does.
It looks exactly like a piece of human waste there.
I understand.
Look at that. I mean, it's too dark. I think
it is. Yeah. It's the color that it really sets the tone for.
Yeah,
this is a lager.
I just can't believe, you know me, I'm like the guy.
It's like a horse just pinched that off.
Whatever this cheese.
And then they went ahead and fed it.
I'm the one guy of the show that always eats the pretzel. And I, you know, you guys.
This looks gross.
I won't have any slam on the pretzel.
Would you eat that one?
Heck yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I would.
Especially with the way it looks, right?
Especially with the way it looks.
I'm very
close. By the way, there's a chase going on. Lucius, you watching this chase?
Oh, we got a chase?
Guy tried to steal a gas tanker. Like, he's driving around. We're driving around.
Yeah, he stole an 18-wheeler. They stole, like, five cars last night in a hijacking situation. It's like GTA, bro. They went from one car to another car to another car to a darn tanker.
Yeah, they drove
pretty
around.
Badass.
My man got a CDL last night.
we're on the Santa Monica Freeway, and we are driving a gas tanker. And now we're into it. It looks like a Ford. It looks like a Ford F-150. We've abandoned the tanker.
Dude, this is the best TV.
Yeah, they shot at cops and everything. It's so wild. They're cowboys.
Crazy, man.
These guys need to get it under control.
They're in the neighborhood now.
How long they been on the run?
Chicago.
Let's say this video is, what, about an hour here deep?
Yeah.
So, yeah, about 40 minutes so far, 50 minutes. They've been on the run.
Must be adrenalizing.
That they caught, so maybe a little bit more.
I'll tell you what, is there anything better, Lucius, than the helicopter above, like making sure, like they're like with the spotlight?
Yeah, and you're going nowhere.
It's like GTA.
That's the MVP right there.
Yeah, they are definitely. The LA cops that fly these helicopters are amazing.
Yeah, you're not going to outrun that bird.
No, not at all.
They got you. Look at the spotlight is on them.
Yeah, the whole way.
Damn it, they got me.
It's shine time, baby. Yeah.
It's two guys in this truck, by the way. And they're about to bail. About to bail.
So the squad cars aren't even getting close because it's too dangerous.
Not anymore.
At them.
But they were chasing that 18-wheeler, though, down. They were trying to get with that because that's super dangerous.
All right, what Jerry said about Joe, and then we'll get to the G-Bag of the Day and LA Live all coming up next here. What's been breaking? It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Yeah, buddy, it's time now to hit the expressway. We go commercial free to the top. It's brought to you by the on-time experts. Lucius has the G-Bag of the Day coming up here in about 5 minutes or so. And then LA Live at 5:40. Rangers baseball tonight, 6:30. Jack Leiter's going to be on the hill. And Rangers will, and by the time we get back tomorrow, they will have played two. So it's day baseball tomorrow at 1:30. Hopefully they're looking for another sweep here on your home of the 2023 World Series champs. A lot of interesting takeaways from last night's Netflix red carpet event there in Los Angeles. I loved Emmett Smith setting the record straight on his contract situation in the 90s, which he said the media has portrayed as a holdout, and he just wanted to clarify and set the record straight. And I guess I was a victim of the media brainwashing of this. The contract was up, and he refused to entertain other offers from teams. I think not only is it not a holdout of a player, but it's really the standard for loyalty to the star, if we've ever seen it. I'm a free agent. I can talk with other teams, but I don't even want to talk with other teams. I'll just wait for you to come correct with the offer. And I thought that, you know, probably had been partially lost by history, or people just misremembered it. But I thought that was a good move by Emmett, who's always brand aware and never misses an opportunity to, you know, take care of himself. But I thought that was a very fitting historical correction at the time where you're looking back on the history of this team.
Yeah, that's a great clarification. I don't.
No, I didn't either. I think we do have the clip if you wanted to hear him talk about it. I didn't get to that during the 4 o'clock, but we do have Emmett talking about that contract negotiation.
Maybe we can get to it a little bit later on. Tyler Booker was the only healthy first rounder to not play week one as the snap counts have come out and everything. That was one of the takeaways that people have looked at. I think it's breaking new ground. I think it gives me even more faith in Shoddy that we're sitting rookie first rounders now in our, you know, attempt to make sure people get healthy to week one. Is that what this was, Brian? What's your takeaway on it?
Man, I'm the opposite of that. I used to be the guy who, like, I got four preseason games and I could kind of do what you're talking about, sitting guys, and the third game I could play my guys and get some work. I got three games now, you know, and in the last game, none of my guys are going to play. It's going to be players that are all probably going to get released. And so I have two games now to play with, and, you know, we're starting to see less and less guys play. And I, at four, I understand. At three, I think you need to find a way to play one of those games or just get some work in one of those games. But teams are kind of going to more your approach of, it's not worth it to us. I think Tyler Booker needed to play.
Agreed.
Now, Dak Prescott, no. Pickens, no. Lamb, no. But Tyler Booker being a rookie and kind of getting his feet wet in an actual game, even though it was preseason, I think they missed an opportunity there.
Yeah, I'm just more to, you only need to play if you're trying to make the roster or trying to become a starter. Like, you have major skill deficiency that we got to fix. I mean, boxers don't go out and get in fights until the money's on the line because they understand how physically punishing that sport is. You can only take so many body blows, so many headshots before it starts to wear you down. Like, the running back rule of 370 is the perfect science here because it shows you X level of reps and hits is going to wear your body down to a point that you will not be as good. So I want to save every single one of those hits for when the bullets are real and it's live. Have we got any more news on the OU quarterback here with his gambling stuff? Is he going to be okay? They don't have to go looking for another quarterback now, do they?
Gosh, I would hope not. I mean, even if this is all true, it's like, who freaking cares?
Yeah.
You know? It's like, just
betting on non-conference games.
It's 3 years ago and you weren't involved in the team.
If you're sharing inside information with people, but it's a $50 bet.
Yeah.
You know, if you're sharing inside information, we're going to go try to crush Vegas. I'm going to call my buddies at UCLA. They're going to drop the dime on what's going on with their team. We're going to bet against them or for them. But it's a $50 Venmo transfer. I can't imagine the hater that was in his social circle that decided he was going to try to, you know, blackmail the guy or something by putting it out there on social like he did.
Had to have been a Longhorn fan.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense, doesn't it? It's one of those old school college football pranks. As into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius Alexander, the G-Bag of the Day.
South gonna hold it down. The South gonna hold it down. Hey, these fools got away last night from this high-speed chase.
Really?
In L.A. Look at, they got away, bro. Five cars, 18-wheeler, and you still can't find these fools.
We still haven't found one of the guys from the New Orleans prison break,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, bro.
There's still
out.
One left?
The one. There's only one. Away. There's only one.
It's been like 3 months. My boy's still.
He's so loose.
He's dead.
Did one of these fools get caught in the DFW area?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody got caught in the DFW area, bro.
All right, G, back of the day. We do it every weekday on the Fan, 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. I went through every one of those traps on Instagram. Every message I've been through on Facebook, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, sucker. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day two for this Champion Audio. We go to the Cowboys Radio Network here on The Fan. Pre-game with Eric Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. And they had a sideline reporter, Chrissy, still scrambling.
It has been a moving target, guys, even game day, on who's playing and who's not playing. We thought that going into today that Tyler Booker, the first-round draft pick, would be starting at right guard. But he, you know, he's in uniform, but, you know, not wearing the cleats. He's not taped up and didn't go through warm-up. So, no Tyler Booker.
Awesome. And how about for Tyler Booker, Christy?
Jeez.
Yeah, no Tyler Booker. So, awesome. You won't have any of your starters along the offensive line.
Christy, I would like to apologize.
That was the last segment.
The woman's speak.
It was, man. Like,
the last segment of the.
You're trying to worry about the heart out. Sure.
We were error-free the whole way, right up until we got to the 1 yard line.
She just gave you so much description. She described what the man was wearing.
Right. Yeah.
What was he snacking on? What would the hair look like? And you was like, hey, so Tyler.
It was a very detailed report. Actually, so I talked with her about this the next day. I was just like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm such a schmo. She was like, no, I actually thought for a second, like, did I screw up? Like, did I say Tyler Smith instead of Tyler Booker? We got a million Tylers.
That's what happens.
She was second guessing herself. I'm like, no, I was the problem.
You confused the hell out of her.
Yeah, I sure did.
All right, let's see. UFC Vegas 109. Did you guys watch that?
I did not.
Did not, sir.
Okay, okay. Anthony Hernandez, he missed his first weigh-in attempt on Friday.
Uh-oh.
He ended up getting it. He ended up getting it. And he ended up getting his fight, too, and he won that fight. But he missed that. Now, here's a post-fight presser, and he'll tell you all about it.
I guess I just got to pay more attention, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know who the was on the card. So, like, I really don't pay attention. Like, I have a great team. I show up to the airport. They're there, and I just follow them. And the rest kind of works itself out. Like, bro, I really don't pay attention. I'm usually, like, high as shit. So, you know, I like violence, bro. The only thing I'm good at.
So I guess we know how you're celebrating tonight.
Oh, for sure. Token big. Yeah. Got like 4 joints rolled already.
That's what I'm talking about.
Token big.
Be eating big too. I mean, can you imagine being overweight? You got to fight in 48 hours and you got to crash.
No.
Can't eat anything, drink anything. You got to go whoop somebody.
No. And you're wearing those little weird suits and you're just doing like jump ropes and jogging.
Spitting.
Sweating.
The weight cuts. Like hell.
It's awful, man. Look at L Duncan on TV, bro. That is crazy looking.
I was looking at Buster.
Yo, kisses on the
chin. Thinking about Buster.
Look at
right?
Sprout there, Busty. let's see. All right, let's go to Foul Territory, the moment everybody's been waiting for. Now, Foul Territory is broadcasted where?
I think MLB Network has it. It's also on YouTube.
Okay. So it's wide ranging.
Mm-hmm.
Across clubhouses in America. You know, I mean, they stream this. It's this and the Brett Boone show that they all love.
Baseball players.
So everybody is
podcasting.
Aware. Everybody in baseball is now aware. They might not know who annoyed Rowdy Tellez to this extent.
But they know somebody did.
Yeah.
They know somebody did. AJ Brzezinski is on this show. unfunny
sure
people. Unfunny people. AJ Brzezinski is on the show. Anybody else know who the people's on this show? Doesn't matter. Here we go.
Why do you let Jock Peterson, of all people, go like this to you? And I heard him call you fat. Like, what are we doing? Like, you're bigger than him. Squash him.
Well, it's a little inside joke. You're a big guy, too, so you get it. But, you know, we have bigger stomachs. And, you know, we're just a couple of, you know, some, you know, the Bash Bros or something. I don't know. The Belly Bandits. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. Somebody else called me something. I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat, and they were like, hey, you know, if you could eat anything here, what would it be? And I was like, oh, I don't know, whatever. And they were like, yeah, have you ever had food here? And I was like, yeah, believe it or not, I have. I live here. And they were like, oh, so you've eaten. And I was like, yeah. Then they called me the Girthquake or something stupid. And
did you feel like they took it too far there? When they were on with you, like, was it?
No,
I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but what was the deal?
They tried to be funny, and they're not. They're just not funny. So I went full just emotionless person and was like, hey, guys, that was pretty stupid. So we'll leave it at that.
Yep, a little shock jock stuff.
Shock jocks.
Got him.
Stupid.
He's good at that emotionless
thing.
Bring
him up.
He said, I'm giving you nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. he's good at being stoic with every motion except for hypersensitivity.
Oh.
I was surprised. I was surprised. That's still been it's been sticking with him. And that was certainly not the intention that we had, which is why
it was just crazy.
I do feel bad.
So how many at there now? Four? Five a week? I know you like those Sandos. How many Sandos you putting down there, buddy?
Yeah. 100% Sandos, man. I'm just so blown away that he thinks Girthquake is stupid.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Not just stupid. Stupid.
Yeah.
He leaned on that for a second. He leaned on it. All right, let's go to former...
He said it like Jeff used to.
Stupid.
Stupid. Yeah.
Former Denver Bronco lineman Mark Schlereth.
Stink.
He's teeing off on the analytic people.
Oh.
You guys are freaking morons. You have no idea how the game works. You have no idea what we talk about. You have no idea how we practice. You have no idea the number of plays we have in or how we've run those plays or what we're trying to exploit. You know, one of them I get is, hey, man, you average almost a yard per carry to the left more than you do to the right. So you should run it 65% of the time to the left and only 35% of the time to the right. Yeah, well, Aaron Donald lines up on the left. So up your ass. We're not running over there because that guy's going to destroy us. The analytics don't mean anything in football. It's just a bunch of fluff to make us feel important, like we as quote-unquote analytics analysts really know what we're talking about.
Man, get him, so Stink.
Tear him up.
That was in his crawl, bro.
Oh, yeah. He was pissed.
He was sitting on that one for a second.
He's ready to unleash.
This isn't one, but let's go to some.
Winner.
A little bicycling situation. Lifetime Grand Prix. Bicycle. 50 of the best cyclists in the world.
Oh.
Go at it for a grand prize of $380,000.
Yeah.
Well. One of the dudes bumped into a reporter.
Uh-oh.
Here they come. Yeah, John!
Oh, you're kidding me! What the?
I can't do that again.
Did he step out into the lane and nail the bicyclist?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Oh jeez.
I can't imagine the pain at that speed.
He went fast too, bro.
That was great sound. I feel like I was there.
Lifetime Grand Prix. Is it okay? Mark Schlereth here on freaking morons. Is it in foul territory with AJ Pruszynski there interviewing Rowdy Tellez, or is it Eric with Christy Scales? I'll go with Mark Schlereth. I thought that was a great use of freaking morons, yeah. Chief.
That was really strong. But I'm going to give it to Rowdy. I'm going to give it to Rowdy because he's coming up big at the plate.
He is. Yeah. That's
okay.
Terrific.
Here we go.
Hitting 297 as a Ranger. I mean, awesome. Awesome deal for us. Yeah. Okay, Lucius, who are you voting for?
Rowdy like a hurricane.
We'll check.
We go with Eric.
We're at 2-1-1, Brian.
Both of them.
Combo platter of mind confidence.
I'm going to vote for Eric.
By a score 2-2, you're going to want to jump onto @GBagNation and decide this.
Eric.
We're going to create an Insta poll, and you can vote it up while we enjoy some LA Live.
Combo it up.
Who is the champ? Go to @GBagNation. You can follow us all when you get there. Our handles are in the bio, and we sure would appreciate that. Without further ado,
shoot,
stay in
man,
the pink
I
cup.
Lost my Eric drop, bro. It's somewhere in here. It's Brian's hit. Eric.
Without
Eric.
Thank Eric. You very much, Eric.
Eric.
He stubs his toe every time he says my name.
Eric.
I do. It's in pain.
Eric.
Next time we talk about the draft, you go in the other room.
Just, you want me to record another one for you?
No, I'm going to find it. All right, let's get into a Toxic Eric. Tuesday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
Back to school.
School in Chicago, public school kid.
Did y'all go to public school? Public school crowd? Yeah. They didn't care about us in public school. They gave us chocolate milk with every lunch in public school. They wanted us to get diabetes in public school. And the thing about chocolate milk, it's great, but it doesn't match any meal you can think of. Like, we were eating chocolate milk and spaghetti. That doesn't match.
That's a great point.
Chocolate milk and tater tots? Come on, public school.
Nope.
You can't even wash your food down with chocolate milk. That's thicker than what you just ate. Your whole meal is sitting in your neck after lunch. Teachers are asking you questions. What was that, Anthony? Now we're cooking with grease, kids. My teacher used to always say that when we got the right answer. Now we're cooking with grease. Like, shut your ass up.
Yeah. This is LA Live for Tuesday, August 12, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Shout out to the first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. You are appreciated. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Hold on, I got this one for you too right here. It's Mitch Hedberg.
You know, the baseball hat is the only hat that's crossed over into mainstream society to the point where you can wear it and not have people think you play on a team. No other hat is like this. Like, you cannot walk around with the chef's hat on without having people think you're looking for ingredients.
Great Mitch Hedberg right there. LA Live, 105.3 The Fan.
Hey! Got to pay back!
Shout out to everybody going back to school and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a big week. High school kids waking up at 7 a.m. for the first time in 3 months.
Yeah.
Parents are so happy.
My little nephew went to high school for the first time. He was nervous. Today he was nervous. I don't know why he was nervous, but
the
he was.
The night before, it definitely always sucked. Like, I looked over at Maya last night and said, man, I'm glad we're not doing that anymore.
Well, as a freshman or a squeaker, which we called sixth graders in middle school, you're worried that the older kids are going to, like, bully you. You hear these horror stories. At least we did. We're from Gen X, right? Yeah. We're like, crap, I'm getting thrown in a garbage can tomorrow. I'm getting stuffed in a locker.
Right.
I'm going to get a swirl. I don't know if they got to deal with that anymore.
I don't know.
Now it's just online bullying.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
But probably in person, too.
Yeah. Mitch Hedberg right there was talking about hats. An old man told me only three people are allowed to wear their hats backwards. Can you guys guess? Two of them, at least.
Catcher?
Yeah!
Baseball?
Yes! That's the number one answer on the board there, Mr. Broadus.
A welder?
A welder! It's number two there, Mr. Broadus.
Well.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Smokes! Yeah, that's a great one.
Fireman? No?
Okay, wait a minute.
Fireman makes sense, but I guess that's more the helmet or whatever. What was the first one?
A catcher?
Catcher for sure. Welders on the building.
Is number two.
Jeez. Cowboys head coach?
The guy that checks the periscope.
Oh.
The officer on deck that checks the periscope. Yep.
Very specific.
Old man told me that when we were at the barbershop one time.
Lucius,
pass that on to you.
Like, periscope guy, like, they don't normally wear hats, right? Is the sailors wear their hats?
Yeah, I don't think they wear any hats.
I don't think
down
they wear
there.
Any hats.
I don't think they wear the combat boots that we wear.
Yeah.
I think they wear, like, tennis shoes.
Yeah.
You know? But like I didn't get on that submarine. I was scared of it. They offered me.
Yeah.
And they gave me a hell of a bonus. Are you sure you don't want to go up there to Brunswick and be on this? No, I'm good, bro. I'm fine.
Does everybody have to volunteer for that or be okay with it?
No, I mean, you have to agree.
Yeah.
But you have to be like a certain size, right, Lucius? You can't
I would
be
think
a,
so.
Too, like David Robinson was a submarine guy out of the Navy.
Get
out of
here.
Yeah, that's what he was assigned to.
How the hell did he fit in the submarine?
Yeah, he was assigned to a submarine. And they just, okay.
Fool, we got to go in sideways. Yeah. Like,
must have been a random draw that day.
That's not fair. We can throw this one out.
All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on the Toxic Tuesday. We got some WNBA tonight. I will be watching some WNBA. Dallas Wings versus the Indiana Fever.
Oh, this is in Indiana, right?
This is Indiana.
Okay.
6:30 game time on ESPN.
Wings and tequila.
Fever just picked up Irvin's very own Odyssey Sims. Ooh. Shout out to Miss Odyssey Sims, 11 seasons deep. Shout out to you, girl. Oh, my God. Seen her at the grocery store at Tom Thumb one time, pregnant. I was like, ooh, this is a scoop, but I'm not going to do it.
Still got it.
I still got it.
Tell Jesse.
Yeah. Hey, did y'all see someone taking responsibility for throwing those green adult toys at the WNBA courts?
No.
No.
Somebody took responsibility. We don't know if they're being real, but they took responsibility. It's basically started as a crypto meme coin group.
Yeah.
A crypto meme. It's guerrilla tactics of marketing. Their meme coin.
So is their meme coin green dildo then?
It's dildo.
Okay.
Yeah. And I tried to buy it on Saturday. I 100% tried to buy it. But you know, like all these little extra fees and all these, you know, different platforms you have to get just to get to that coin.
Uh-huh.
You give away so much of your good stuff. I'm going to give away my Ethereum or my Bitcoin to get it. Nah, I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it.
There you go.
Because once it's out there in the news, I feel like it's a sale moment.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be
so
in there.
This was a promotional deal.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
The group says the acts are a protest against a toxic environment. Hey, Toxic Tuesday. In the crypto world, too many scammers and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Almost every meme coin is a scam.
Okay. Yeah. And it says not meant to disrespect women athletes at all. It's just their marketing promo. The two individuals, this is questionable, the two individuals have been arrested for this situation. The spokesman says that they're not affiliated with the group.
Okay, I think it went viral and some other people have been doing it now. Some people with much worse aim.
Yeah.
You know, they hit a 12-year-old kid the other day.
They sure did. Yeah. And like the person that brought the 12-year-old kid.
Damn.
They need to put a parachute on that darn thing if they're going to throw it out there. Make it go down nice and slow so everybody can see it.
That would be good.
That's
nice and slow.
Yeah, that's genius.
No one gets injured?
Nobody gets injured, bro.
You guys ever been to a Mavs game and they have that balloons that drop?
Yeah.
Blimp
tickets.
Can you believe the blimp thing? And then how about dropping it from that?
Perfect.
That would be
hack that blimp.
That's what they need to do, bro. But yeah, that's a coin situation, apparently. Maybe. We'll see.
I'm sorry you couldn't get your hands on that one.
I tried on Saturday for a second. I thought about it. Speaking of hooping, there's a basketball tournament. It's an annual open invitation single elimination basketball tournament. It's called the Basketball Tournament. Have you guys ever heard of this?
Yeah, this is
it's
like
12 years deep, bro.
Syracuse University has usually their Boeheim's got a group of guys. Jim Boeheim.
We get a meal for this?
Yeah, it's or a meal. Winner take all.
Yeah. Yes, you get a meal. There's like 64 teams lining up for this.
Yeah.
Old school hoopers, gym hoopers.
Yeah.
Old pro guys. You got Mike Bibby. Jimmy Fredette was in there.
Yeah, Syracuse usually has a team that's really good in this. They get all their old guys. From Jerry McNamara. Yeah.
I'm just now picking up on this. I think it's awesome. They just had their championship like a week and a half ago, so I totally missed out on it. But when it comes back around on Fox, I'm going to watch. Because the refs can talk trash to the players during a game.
That's entertaining.
Yeah. Listen to this, bro.
That's awesome.
You keep saying that, but you ain't doing nothing. They shut you down. And you stay with who? With who? With who? I'm phone, let you talk to me crazy. Oh, okay then. No, I thought. Hello? This is on television. Watch this. Yeah. But look where you're playing. Bradshaw, he's playing free throws. What's the player when a ref tells you that you're shut down?
You're getting shut down.
It's crazy, bro.
That's awesome.
Man, refs have some good advice for you, though, in basketball.
Yeah. Shut up, kid. You are really trash, really. One of the worst kids I've seen out here.
In soccer, they just try to ignore you.
Yeah.
I had a ref.
You're skinny more.
I used to have a ref that teed me up all the time in basketball. I deserved it, but he used to hump for me. Yeah. Right before the games, too. Hey, you, 2-4. I'm watching you. I'm watching you, 2-4. I remember you.
What was your main violation? Hanging on the rim?
Nah, I was Dennis Rodman too much. The cheap
fight
foul.
For space.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Pull
the
chair.
Just doing goofy stuff. Yeah.
Swinging elbows.
Yeah. And then looking confused when I get the call. Like, what? What are you doing? What are you talking about? RIP to Eric Mays, Flint, Michigan. The councilman, remember that guy?
No. The guy with the voice.
He's been
gone
for a while.
You shot the hell up.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, no, y'all got that right.
Point of contention. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Jermaine. What do you mean, Jermaine? Only Jermaine I know is Jackson. Nah, you're right. He's been gone for a while.
Oh.
He's with God now.
Oh.
But we played all those clips during his little rants, you know, his council meeting rants. But we never played this community activist guy. His name is R.L. Mitchell. Okay. This dude is amazing. They call him the Flint Ambassador or the Flint Water Warrior. I like that. Cool. He goes to council meetings and he stands up for Eric Mays. Sometimes he fights against him, but he always goes on these little weird rants too. I got some for you. Hold on.
In the Fifth Ward woman over there, that woman over there, she's got the high-rise situation. Ain't got over that situation trying to lie on the mayor Weaver, the late Mayor Weaver, about balance stuff situation.
Balance stuff situations. Now, this guy talks like he's in a five-speed situation. Yeah. You know? Like, yeah. I love this herky-jerky way of speaking.
Ain't got over that situation trying to lie on the Mayor Weaver, the late Mayor Weaver, about balance stuff situation. Yeah. And she over there grinning and stuff right now and stuff. And why the first ward without took him out of the seat. And the school teacher put a grown senior citizen under a me tag.
Okay.
Wow.
Surprise. Well done. This guy just totally went by us, man. I like this guy. R.L. Mitchell, community activist, the Flint ambassador.
I worked down there, Steppin' Restaurant. And they got beat up down there because he thought I was misusing him for putting my uniform on before I punched him.
R.L., please. R.L., I'm going to ask you, please.
71 years, 71.
R.L., come on now. R.L., I need you to be talking about the meters.
DDVs, and listen, the mayor is on that board, and city deputy clerk over there eating popcorn is on the board, and look at it over there, hope you don't get choked, but... And somebody is pocketing the money. And people, that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want her to get choked on that popcorn.
Thank you, sir.
They've gotten used to it, right? Sounds like he was trying to hold in a hit the entire thing.
Flint is not a real place. Flint, Michigan is not a real place. Isn't that the home of the boxing girl, too?
Clarissa Shields?
Isn't she from Flint, Michigan? Yes. Eric Mays, R.L. Mitchell.
They have a lot of problems with water there.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Obama showing up. Yeah. And he had that cup of Flint water.
Yeah.
And he hit it like it was warm tequila. Yeah. It's fine, people. What do you mean? There's no problem there. It's good. Water's fine.
Yeah, it's a super famous, like, athlete town. You know, Clarissa Shields. There's tons of NBA players that have come from Flint. Like, the high school program there has historically been one of the best. Former Cowboy Brandon Carr.
Brandon Carr.
Flint guy.
And you... Madam President, talking that junk and
Mr.
DDA
Mitchell,
and authority.
Mr. Mitchell,
over
this is a reminder. You're out of order if you start attacking people.
Scribe with attacking people's ears to me, lady. Hello? That's what I thought. And back to Miss Worsham.
Oh, no.
I ain't messing with Graybeard because he... Oh, he looking serious tonight. I better leave him alone. Look like one of them boss halls in Georgia.
This man is
not
nuts.
Messing with Graybeard.
Wow. This man is nuts. He called him Miss Worrisome. Oh, man. What else we got right here before I get out of this door? I'm going to put this on you one time for your mind. There's a zoo in Denmark that wants you to donate your unwanted family pets to help feed its predators.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, the zoo wants to imitate the natural food chain of the wild. And people have been bringing their pets up there for real.
Man, like breed bunnies.
Guy's been bringing them up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
some dude brought two horses, bro. Yeah.
What?
Yes, fam.
Like old decrepit horses that are about to...
No, they want healthy animals. Mm. Ones you just don't want anymore. Like you would usually give it to your aunt or maybe your nephew. Wow. Like, now I'm going to give it to the zoo and let it survive the cheetah attack.
Good luck, Snaps.
Wow. Yeah, good luck. You're going to a better place.
God.
Can you make it? Just run them down.
The zoo said the donated animals will gently be euthanized by trained staff before being served up as food. So, I don't know, man.
Well, I thought they let them attack them
that's
in the wild.
That's what I would think.
That you like, you put them out there and it's like, good luck.
Hold their instincts.
Yeah, they're trying to sell the natural deal here.
They're just broke and can't afford meat.
This is what it sounds like. And they want you to come over here. And there's chickens been donated. I can see that happening. Yeah. Rabbits, pet rabbits, guinea pigs, horses.
haven't seen any dogs on Little List, bro.
Okay, so
if the dogs show up, dog, I'm flying over there and cutting it out. Yeah, that's it. You guys cut it out.
Yeah, I'm done.
There was a tweet about this, and it got community noted. They are rejecting cats and dogs.
They
really only want the horses, the chickens, the rabbits, and the guinea pigs.
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs.
Please don't eat the horses anymore. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, in the creek don't bronze. That is my time. I'm out of here. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We're about 34 minutes from Rangers pregame. They're going to look to take the second of three against the Diamondbacks this evening. Jack Leiter's on the hill. What else are we going to do here next, Wolchuk?
We got some injury updates, and Ohtani's in the news again.